we're on the air on BBS Radio in San Francisco and beyond. And this is our first radio cast for BBS. So everyone out there, please call us at 1-888-627-6008 or 323-744-4821. And I'm Cameron. We were on LA Talk Radio for almost 10 years. You know, can you imagine 10 years in radio? Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're back. We're ready. We're going to have our interesting guests every week. So everyone hang in there. If you want to call us, please do. And we're on BBS Radio. Anyway, we're ready to start. And I have an interesting guest who's doing a wonderful play in L.A. Villani? Is it Villani?
It's Villani.
Villani.
Yeah.
Villani.
Yeah. Villani is the Italian
sounds like, person. Sounds like a famous play.
Yeah.
And it's about...
It's going to be, yeah.
So tell us about when it's going to make its debut.
Okay, well, Villani, it's about America's first serial killer named Henry Howard Holmes. And people might know of him from a book called Devil in the White City.
Okay.
It came out back in 2003, but it's been a bestseller, and Tom Cruise has been trying to make it into a movie. Right now, Leo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese are trying to adapt it.
Okay.
But he's a fascinating character. He operated during the Chicago World's Fair of 1893, which was the first electrical fair. And he built, he was a medical doctor, and he built a hotel. And at that time, about maybe a fourth of the population of the United States came to Chicago. And a lot of these people just left the farms. They never saw the big city. And they're seeing this fantastic thing of electricity, which is... And he would house them in this hotel that he built that literally had secret passageways, chutes. You know, this phone is really screwing up, buddy. I'll tell you. Anyway, and he would, like, insure him for money, murder him in various ways, collect insurance money on him. He was a real entrepreneur. And this is just a fascinating character.
Now, tell us about the cast. Who's going to be in it?
Well, the cast is it's a young cast. They're amazing people. Let me tell you about the director, guy named Jeff Rack. And Jeff Rack has done a thing out here in L.A. for years called Wicked Lit. And Wicked Lit, it was done at a mausoleum in Altadena, called Mountain View. And they would put on horror stories every year.
Uh-huh.
So he's a fantastic director, and this is sort of like his, wheelhouse, you know, to do this kind of thing. And myself, I was involved with fantasy TV, like Tales from the Dark Side, Monsters.
I used to like that.
Tales from the Dark Side. You don't know Mike Carrazza by any chance, do you?
Who?
Mike Carrazza or Tony Castellanova?
I don't think I've interviewed him, no.
Oh, okay. Anyway, and Land of Law. So my background is like fantasy TV and movies. I'm basically a film writer, and this is my first play.
Well, congratulations on this.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, We're looking, you know, very excited. So we'll get freebie tickets, those people in the L.A. area, and you'll tell them?
Well, the people in the L.A. area do not get freebie tickets. They got to pay the money. But if you go to whitefiretheater.com.
We give as a...
Yeah.
As a one or two.
Oh, okay.
So what I was going to tell folks out there is you got to... Who's the writer of the story? You said H.H.?
Well, H.H. Holmes is the guy it's based on. Like I say, he's a real character. I'm the writer. What happened is Holmes wrote, when he was captured, he wrote two confessions. And one confession said, I was completely innocent, I've been framed. And then the great newspaper mogul, William Randolph Hearst, comes in and says, you know, you write the true story, I'll give you the equivalent in today's money of $250,000. Then he completely changes his track, and he writes this real lurid account about how he killed 27 men, women, and children. And so I take these two accounts, and that's the mashup in the play.
Oh, yeah. How interesting.
It's pretty interesting, yeah, it is.
It's like a...
And it's funny, and it's scary. There's a lot of scary moments. There's some really farcical... Let me just... I just want to read this one quote really quick, because this inspired the play. You all probably know of Psycho, you know, the famous Psycho.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote it was named Robert Bloch, and Robert Bloch did a story for Reader's Digest on Holmes, and he wrote this. He said, one pictures him scurrying into the cellar to dissect a corpse, then hurrying through concealed passageways to join his latest inamorata in an upstairs bedroom. The comings and goings, the opening and closing of doors, as though on cue, are reminiscent of a French farce. And it is. It's like a French farce in a way. It's really quick. It keeps moving, and it's a great night at the theater.
Well,
and it's on Wednesdays when there's nothing on TV anyway, so you should come see the
true.
Play. Yeah.
That is true. And they could go out for dinner.
They can go out to dinner at Boneyard, which is right across the street. They're one of the sponsors of the program, so that's
a
great.
Talk about Boneyard. Maybe we'll get them for our show.
Boneyard's great. Yeah.
Anyway, so tickets, how could people get tickets?
Tickets, you go to whitefiretheater.com, you scroll down to the villainy card, press on it, and it'll take you to brown paper tickets.
Okay. Anyway, anything else you'd like to tell us about your career and in the business?
Well, like I said, I was mainly like a TV guy. I did Tales from the Dark Side, Monsters, wrote a movie, wrote various features. One of them is called Stuck, which is also based on a true incident about a guy who gets, it's a homeless guy, he's crossing the street, he gets hit by a woman and he gets stuck in her windshield. But she keeps driving and he's still alive, pleading for his life in his garage. Anyway, that stars, the American Beauty star Mina Savari. And Stephen Ray from The Crying Game, and was directed by Stuart Gordon, who did Reanimator and tons of horror films. So.
Well, we will definitely tell people to come see it in the L.A. area,
yep.
The Bay Area, maybe soon. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows what will happen. Anyway, thank you so much.
Okay.
And with that in mind, thank you very much. So we're going to move on with our show. We've got, Gabrielle. Are you out there, Gabrielle?
Sure. I am, yes, Karen.
Yes.
We've been
friends for a long time. Thank you very much. We've been friends for a long time, and I'm happy that you're going to be doing a new show on BBS Radio. So that's really exciting. And you've been part of our shows that we've done, and we're getting, we've done a lot of, they talk about the trial of the gentleman that was going to be Supreme Court Justice. We talked about that on our show. Remember? We talked about all those issues. I think we were first to talk about it, with the women getting beat up and all that. We talked about it on Sports and Life. So we've been innovative. So tell us about the show you're doing. Are you going to change it, or what are you going to do on the show? What kind of ideas do you have?
We are the show that is airing on October 10th is The Divine Feminine. And basically what we are focused on is all of the triumphs and challenges that we face in society, not just as women, but as individuals. A big part of the energy shifts that we're going into right now are all about, finding the balance between, within ourselves, so the masculine and the feminine as well. So I don't want everybody to think that it's just formulated around a women talk show. It's actually very much metaphysically inclined, talking about all of those things that are going on in this world that, that we can rise to as a, to tap into that divineness within each one of us and touch on subjects like sociology, psychology, the critical issues of, events that are taking place, much like, what is going on in politics now. So very wide variety, lots of different topics, touching on the things that are relevant to everybody in the today, here and now. It's going to be much focused on Q's and A's. So opening the phone lines, talking to people, getting a pulse of what's going on out there, what people need, offering them direction and guidance and whatever it is that, they're dealing with in every aspect of life. It's very exciting for us to be able to indulge in the radio show and have, a platform for people to actually bring their issues to or whatever topics that are relevant to them in that moment and have guidance through it. So that's our goal.
Too bad we couldn't follow you or you follow us on BBS, but I think it's a great format. And believe me, from my show, I get many people calling in on various issues, and I think it's really going to be a winning show at BBS. And also, you are a life coach. You are also, you have seminars that you do. And also, you will hopefully have a seminar again in Austin and one in L.A. pretty soon, right?
You know, we're supposed to be putting one together, you and me, so we need to get on a sidebar and get that
moving.
I'm
telling you, we got to get one together. I have with my group, you know, and you're part of our group, with the Amazon. We're working on an Amazon type of series. So those things happen. You know, first we got to get reintroduced to our radio, but then after that, we're born free, you know? And by the way, following show tonight, I want to let everyone know, is brought about by Crazy Car Deal. And they are located in the L.A. area, but that doesn't mean he can't go to other areas. So let me give you their phone number, as I'm blind. It's 562-673-69. It looks like 49. So that's pretty good for a blind guy. And you want to talk? You want to talk to Gabriel and Ronnie, and they get all different cars. In fact, I got a car tonight. I got a brand new 2019 Infiniti Sports Utility. So everyone out there, you can get a car. He works with all type of credit, and he's pretty good. So anyway, you get your free advertisement. Anyway. Anyway, we had to plug that in. You know, yeah. When you do radio, you have to plug people in. Also, we're going to be doing, like I said, about Halloween. We're going to find out. We're going to do a Halloween show soon, and we'll let you guys know about it. Because Halloween is on Wednesday. We'll probably do the week prior. So you'll come on that show. We'll have you come back on that show, right?
I look forward to it. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we're going to have Amber come on, Amber Martinez. Amber just did a brand new movie, so we're going to have Amber come, and then we've got, you know, Danny. We don't know where he went, Danny Cruz. We always have a fun thing with Danny Cruz and some other people, so it'll be fun, you know.
It's
fun, you know, with the new network, you know. It's great. And by the way, all the people out there, we have 180 stations listening to my show for the first time. So please, if you'd like to call in, please do. Let me give out our number. People probably get sick of me giving out the number, but we have an 800 number, 1-888-627-6008. You can call anywhere from Nome, Alaska, to Montreal, Canada, to the Middle East. So we're open. And one other thing I was going to mention while you're on the phone with us is that we're going to do some other. We have another radio gig that we're going to be doing is a sports thing, sports betting. You remember I told you about that? We're doing a show called Sports Betting, and that'll be on Tuesday, and I'm working with a couple of experts, and I'll just be the host for that show, and we'll let you know more when that happens on the great PBS network and also on Blog Radio. One other thing, we're going to give out the news, breaking news. President Trump said, I've ordered the FBI to conduct investigation. So we'll get more into that. We're going to have a political guy on next week to talk about that. And we're also going to have Mark, my good friend Mark, running for Congress. He'll be coming on. And supplemental investigation into Kavanaugh. Sounds like a long word. Also, you heard about Bill Cosby. He got 1 to 3 years. We could talk about that. We're open lines right now until we get our. And we could talk also about life coaching, about people needing it and not responding to it. And you do that. How long have you been doing life coaching?
I have been in the guidance arena for about 14 years.
Uh-huh.
I do spiritual counseling, life coaching. I do. I also do energy therapy, addiction counseling. I do a bunch of stuff, but my passion is really working with energy and assisting people with energy therapy, because it's through the channeling of energy and the transmission of energy that we're able to reach higher vibrations. We're able to shed density. We're able to clear our minds. We're able to relax, relieve ourselves of anxiety, depression, and just reconnect. And really what I have found in my practices is that a lot of the issues that people deal with, from, you know, depression, anxiety, to addiction, is based on, you know, just really a feeling of disconnection. And
right.
So that's really what I love to do. I love to help plug people back in, to allow them to feel again, to breathe, you know, experience the freedom of more of the layman, third dimensional type of lifestyle, and tap more into, you know, just that feeling of contentment. And so, yeah, actually started a new energy therapy.
Wednesday will be your first show, and then I've got someone on, and I'll call you later on. I got Dr. Ruth Anderson. No, it's all right. Get her on. We'll talk to her. Dr. Ruth Anderson?
How are
Hello?
You?
Hello? Well, welcome
I'm
to
here.
Our new format and our new show. So I haven't talked to you in a long time. So tell us, do you have a new book out? Do you have a new thing that you're doing? Because we haven't talked in a long, long time.
Right. It's been about a year and a half, Cameron, and I do
I'm
have a new
you,
book out.
I'm telling you. Slow. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. But that's not actually why I want to talk to you tonight. I want to talk to you about a new endeavor that I'm working with several light workers. I think it's incredibly important, and I think it's important that you and your listeners know about it.
Okay, so go ahead. You lead the way. Tell us what it is.
Thank you. So I am seeing that we need to get light workers across the globe connected through meditation,
uh-huh.
and prayer, and we are creating a way for that to happen. So we are a group of light workers working together, and we are working with Archangel Michael and the spiritual divinity to create what's called Enlightened World. And Enlightened World is going to include a Facebook presence, YouTube presence, a global platform with online programming, and a website where light workers can get help to create their platform and their voice, so they can then go ahead and busy themselves working with people doing their light work. And we think that this is going to enable people across the planet to raise their vibrational frequencies by having more time with light workers actually doing their craft. And our motto is, every heart connected through divine light. We're going to have conferences across the globe. We're going to have ways for light workers and folks just learning about energy to meditate together on behalf of humanity and the planet. This is going to be big.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm a light worker because I do Jure. You know, we've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be fun. Maybe I could go to one of the seminars, you know.
We would love that.
Energy. Yeah, because you know what it is when people receive, and I know what you do is very similar. People get, you know, usually it's about pain, you know, when they see a light worker. Or it could be something about their past. But I get a lot of people that are in pain. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I meet someone, they'll say, I'm in pain. Could you help me?
Right.
And that's when I meet them, you know, for giving Jure, and it's happened to me more than once. But this will be, this sounds like this organization will be one where we could discuss different issues, you know, that come up, you know, with people that
Absolutely.
Are going through depression, you know, and you get a lot of people that have been on drugs or abused, and it crosses that very line. And then people that just want to talk, you know, with someone. And that's what I get, too. You know, even though I'm giving them energy, they'll talk to me and say, oh, I want to tell you about this, this, this. And I just want
right.
to focus, you know, giving them the energy. So what do you think of, you know, because I like what your group is doing. if the world received light energy, and this is my opinion, of course, we would have a world free of negativity. Do you believe that?
That's part of what's fueling all of this, is that there is so much hatred and fear, racism, bigotry, all of that, that I think people want something positive. I think the media want something positive, and enlightened world can give folks something positive to focus on, and it can really shift the energy that we've got going on in the world right now.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, because, you know, we had this week Bill Cosby goes to jail for sexual, allegation and what he did to the women. And also you have a Supreme Court justice similar with women. It's a similar issue. So those are major, major issues that we need to overcome, you know?
Right.
And I think what you're doing is wonderful, because you're opening up that land of freedom. And people don't want to talk about certain issues. And light workers generally will focus on a solution through energy. Is that, you know, that's what I see.
Right. And the beautiful thing about enlightened world, it's all different kinds of people coming together, regardless of religious denomination. It's really about connecting with divine light and love, and spreading that and connecting person to person out of love.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you ever give long distance energy to
Absolutely.
Someone? Like,
oh, sure.
Good. Give me some right now. No, I'm just kidding. Now, I have a friend of mine. He gives Jure. He gives long distance. And you know, you feel it so strong. So maybe everyone in the room here can receive a little energy, you know? A little energy right now. And the third eye. You got to hit me in the third eye. That works. You want to focus on me? I'll let you talk and focus on give me energy in the third eye.
Well, so I'm gonna do a little different than that, because I work with the archangels and divine mother. So we all know that archangels and the spiritual divinity can be in several places at once. So they are actually with me in my room where I am right now, and I'm asking them to send angels to your room where you are right now.
Okay.
And I'm seeing angels with you. And I'm asking that you all, who else with you?
Actually, it's an empty studio, just me.
It's
my sister's
you.
With me.
Okay.
She can use some energy. My sister, my niece, Alana, the guy who helped me with my car is here, Gabriel, and then Ronnie's here. So we got a few people here. Do you want to send to all of them at the same time?
Well, you know, I'm just asking for angels to be in the room with you.
Okay, angels?
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
and so
what
I'm seeing is actually divine light in the room with you, and I don't know if you can feel that. So rather than just sending energy to your third eye, I'm filling your room with angels who can then raise the vibrational frequency in the room through divine light.
Okay. I feel very strong, because when I have when I receive energy, it's real quick. It comes real quick, and I feel it right away. So I feel it. I feel it right now.
Right. So what enlightened world wants to do is to spread divine light around the globe to help humanity as well as Mother Nature. I mean, believe me, the planet needs help right now.
Right. That's for sure. That's for sure. And you know, what you're saying is so simple, but we get so crazy when we receive a certain modality, you know, what we call modality, energy modality. And people look at you and go, okay, I don't feel any different. Because that's what happened when I was given Jure first time. People said, I don't feel any different, you know. But really they are, because the energy is affecting the body, you know. When I give Jure, I focus on the third eye, the back of the neck, the kidneys, the liver. And what's really interesting is when you give people energy, it's seen they look very mellow at the end, and they look healthy.
Right.
Isn't that true? I can't get my energy out right now, but it's very, very interesting. So anyway, what we'll do is I see my dogs are in the room. They're getting some energy, and it's so good. So tell us now. I was going to ask you. Do you have a book out?
I've got two books out. The first one was One Love, Divine Healing at Open Clinic.
Okay.
And it's available on Amazon. And the second one is out on Kindle right now, Walking with Spirit, Divine Illuminations on Life, Death, and Beyond.
Oh, wow. I think I have one of your books. I have one. And hopefully you get the other one. I get the other one. That'd be neat, because I have both with me. Now, of people that you've treated, what has been the common, you know, like, I don't know if there's a common ailment, but is it stress with people right now? Is it stress? Is it dealing with family? What is the main problem?
You know, the people who come to me are facing some kind of life transition. And lately it's been that they're sort of afraid to step into their power. They're afraid to take that risk and become a spiritual being on a mission, on a calling. So with me right now, it's been about connecting people with the spiritual divinity and helping them listen to the small voice, which is their calling, and being able to look at, gosh, do I really want to accept this and move into it or not? And really, everyone who's come to me walks out ready to take a step forward into what they know is their calling. So I am seeing that people across the globe are being awakened to this need to step forward into their own energy to make a difference. It's happening all around us, Cameron.
Well, what you're saying is people, when they see you, they have all the heaviness of society. But when they see you, they lighten, and they get to feel that energy, the good, you know, the light energy, the energy that they need to receive. It's the same as the world, because the world is such a turmoil right now that a little light wouldn't hurt, you know. And we're doing amazing work.
A little
it's amazing, amazing
hurt.
Work. Yeah. That it is. And you're out of Colorado, right?
That's correct.
Now, if people want to see you in Colorado, how would they do so? Do you have a phone number? Do you have a website?
Well, I have a website, and it is www.theministryonline.com. But I can tell you that the more time that I spend getting Enlightened World put together, and we're looking at launching November 1st, the less time I'm doing clients. So I'm really not doing much time with clients now at all, because I'm focusing so much energy and attention on the Facebook and the YouTube and the online programming that's going to be coming together on a global platform. So not so much with the private clients right now.
Well, what you're doing is you're doing divine work, and divine work, and of what the nature you're doing is phenomenal, because you're getting the world to be more stable. People need to be more stable, more giving, loving, through the light. And I had an incident where my mom died, and I had I forgot who was in the room that day, but we had a psychic there, and I had Shannon was in the room, and I had some other people come, and a lady was like, just tell me how many angels that were in my room. I go, how do you know? Because she said, well, you have 25 angels in your room. I go, wow. I better get more room space. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of those things. But it was really neat. My mom died, and then these people were coming to visit me. I had all different people, you know. So everything in life, faith, things happen, you know. And I'm very lucky where I have something I believe in that is getting stronger and stronger. And just helping people is, to me, nice. But what you're doing, I like to know more about it. And, in fact, if people want to know more about what you do, give us a website.
Sure. www.theministryonline.com for now.
Okay.
The website for Enlightened World isn't up yet. We're bringing that together.
Come in,
but you know what, Cameron, when we are up and running, I am absolutely reaching back out to you because I believe you could be a great partner with Enlightened World, and we're going to be looking for radio hosts and speakers to, and churches even, because even churches are seeing the need to combine together in order
right.
to impact the planet. So we're going to be seeking out a lot of partners. So I'm going to be calling you back, Cameron, as soon as we're
well, you better,
and I
you
do
better,
expect,
you know,
yes.
We're going to be,
absolutely.
By the way, we'll be always on Friday night from 8 to 9. Everyone out there uh-huh. across the globe, and please, you know, we're going to have different, very interesting guests like, you know, Dr. Anderson. We'll have her back, and I'm going to be very interested to see what happens in your journey, you know, with all this. It's very
absolutely.
Fascinating. Because I am a light giver. That's what I do. Okay.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you so
well,
much for coming on. Yeah, go ahead.
My pleasure.
Anyway, thank you very much.
I was just going to say.
Go ahead.
All of this is being orchestrated by Archangel Michael and
right.
other archangels, but he's the number one mover on all of this. So keep an eye out, and I will definitely be calling you back.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much,
thank
Dr.
You.
Anderson,
take care.
And we hope to hear from you soon. All right?
You will.
Anyway,
thank you.
Come back
bye.
On our BBS radio show, and everyone out there that wants to be part of this, my first show on BBS, please call in. And we're going to have different shows. We're going to try to break up every show. Oh, okay, Gabrielle. Good to talk to Gabrielle. And, Gabrielle, we were talking with a lady that is about light givers. Like, you'd be interested in what she does. And what's really fascinating was she wants to go to different parts of the world to get people that are in horrible situation, light. A very interesting lady. Her name is Dr. Ruth Anderson. I met her at a seminar many moons ago, and I happened to say I was in radio, so we became good friends. And she'll be back in November. So it's very interesting for you because she's a light giver like I am, and you are too.
I think that what she does is absolutely fantastic and phenomenal and certainly what our planet needs right now.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think
so. How
and
powerful
and
is
people
that?
Out there, what we need is, you know, with all that happened this week, to pray for all those women that were abused. It's a horrible story, especially hearing about it, you know, on the television, radio, and we need to pray for guidance, you know, at this point. But it's, you know, that's an issue. Like, there was a senator from South Carolina, and he was very above the board. You know, women are getting persecuted through deviant sexual acts, and this guy's talking about that he wants a guy to be Supreme Court justice that has no fear of causing someone pain, you know? So anyway, that's the
story
with that.
Well, that's what's going on right now, Cameron. I mean, part of this, part of what we're dealing with is that, you know, the increase of light brings an increase of dark, and that, it, you know, it's one of those balancing acts, and I think that's what, you know, your doctor friend is just on, you know, something that's so very valuable and so relevant and so necessary to what we're all dealing with right now is
right.
because, you know, the influence and the pressure and the all of those things that, you know, pull people into that negative thought patterns, the loopings, those things that drive them to do horrific things. It's all so very present. And by shedding the light, sharing that energy, which is what I love about energy therapy, is by sharing that energy, we are able to help people raise their vibration up above, you know, those kinds of thought patterns, those kinds of behaviors. It's so necessary.
Oh, I agree with you. I think we're overdue to everyone in the world to experience a better life. Because everyone, you know what I noticed? I was in the market. You see very sad faces, you know, and that's because of society and what people are going through. And it's just so sad seeing them not feel at their top, you know, at top game. But we're going to have much more on the show about different modalities, and we're going to try to get into different styles of, you know, we talk about faith, what people believe in, what they believe is faith. And we're going to start doing that again as we get to December.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's so important for people to understand that really it's their thought processes. We have the ability to raise ourselves up to a higher vibration simply by how we think and feel. And if we can bring ourselves to a place where we are thinking about and feeling what it would feel like to be in our happiest moment in our happiest place and hold that vibration, then our realities become so much more bearable and enjoyable.
Right. Oh, I agree with you. Anyway, I got another call, and we'll see you next week, and we're going to we got a sports call. Anyway, thank you so much.
Got it. My pleasure. Right. Good night, Ken.
Good night. Anyway, we've got a sports call all the way from Laguna Beach, California. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Cameron, how you doing?
Good, good, good. So what do you think of the Rams? Think the Rams are good?
I was there yesterday. The Rams look really good. You know, high-powered offense. They move the ball. They did a lot of good things offensively. They're tough to stop. They're by far the most complete team right now in the NFL. So.
Right,
they're the real deal.
Well, that's what I hear. Now we're gonna be doing a show soon on NFL betting. Mm-hmm. And we had a great success when we were at LA Talk Radio, where I did the last show. We talked about betting and everything, and about the different teams. So who we got this week? What teams are playing? And I'll tell you who I think is going to win, not by points, but you know what I feel.
We're doing the fantasy football. I mean, you know, in terms of you know, picking the spread or picking teams.
Right.
We're looking at the players. We're not looking at the teams necessarily. But I mean, if you want to, yeah. I mean, there's
Let's
a lot
go.
Of great games.
Give me the games. I'll tell you.
Go ahead. You want to shoot the games to me or?
Well, I don't have. Let me get my NFL schedule. I'm talking
there
from home, but hold on one moment. I'll get it to you. I got my little NFL.
I know some games right off the top of my head. I can shoot them off to you if you'd like.
Let's get them. Let's get the NFL games, and we can discuss it. You know. Hold on. Okay, hold on here. It always happens. We're on radio. You're trying to look up something. It does come up. But anyway, so go over one of the games, and I'll catch up to you. Go ahead.
So one of the games of interest for me, in particular, is the Oakland Raiders versus the Cleveland Browns in Oakland.
That's a tough game because Cleveland is an up and coming team, and like I said, anything can happen. So what are you taking? Cleveland and the points?
I'm going to have to go with Cleveland, yeah.
Okay, I'm going
to
be...
I hate to say it.
I'm going to be a real fantasy player. I'm going to take Oakland because Oakland hasn't played that well, and this could be a game that they can possibly win because Mm-hmm. They have the new coach. Gruden, I think, is probably killing the player, saying, when are you going to perform? Mm-hmm. So my feeling is Oakland needs to produce because they gave him a big contract.
Yes, they do.
You know? Oh, I got all the games. Okay, good. Okay, we got the Texans and the Colts. What do you think about that?
Texans and the Colts. That's going to be a tough game for both teams. That's going to be a pretty good matchup, I think. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Texans on that one, I believe, just because of the offense. I like the Texans offense.
Well, you're right. I have to agree with you on that because Texans, I would go for too. Because the Colts look like they didn't play that well so far.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been playing so well. Now they have the Bills and the Packers. Well, the Bills won one game, and then the Packers are phenomenal.
They beat the Vikings last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Vikings always beat the Rams. They almost did.
Yeah.
So are you taking I'm going to take the Packers.
No, I got to take the Packers as well.
Yeah, I won't take the Bills. Okay. We have the Buccaneers and the Bears.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say the Bears, they're going to slow down. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are firing on all cylinders right now. They're playing really well offensively, but the Bears are playing very good defense. I believe that game's in Chicago.
Right.
I like the Bears in that game.
All right, I'm going to pick the Buccaneers to be different, even though my heart is not into that game, but you never know with Tampa Bay. You know, they play good in some games. All right, we got the Dolphins and the Patriots.
Dolphins, ooh, wow. Okay, that's going to be another good game. I think New England bounces back. I don't think there's any way New England can afford to, you know, start the season at, 1-4, I believe.
Right.
So I think New England wins that game, although I think it would probably be a little bit closer than what people think. And you got to remember, Miami is 3-0 right now. So,
yeah, well, Miami's been playing good ball. And I like their quarterback. I like their offense. Defense is not bad, not bad at all. Now we got the Lions and the Cowboys, and you got to go to the Cowboys on this one.
It's in Dallas too.
You know what?
I'm gonna say the Lions though.
You're taking the
I'm
Lions,
say the
I'm taking
Lions,
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we got my brother-in-law's team, the Bengals, play the Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah, Bengals have been playing pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to take, on this one, I'll take the Bengals.
Ooh, I'm going to take the Falcons.
Okay, then we have a match. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have the Jets and the Jaguars.
Let's go with the Jaguars on that one.
Okay. I you are absolutely right. I don't think the Jets are there yet. The Titans and the Eagles. You got to go the Eagles.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you
got to
go the Eagles on that one. And then we talked about the Raiders and the Browns. We talked about them already. Mm-hmm. The Seahawks and the Cardinals.
Let's go with the Seahawks. The Cardinals have a rookie quarterback in there.
Right.
You know, they're going to have some issues trying to move the ball possibly. Let's go with the Seahawks.
I would agree with you on that one because I think the Cardinals are a rebuilding program. The Saints and the Giants, you got to go to the Saints.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a tough one too, though.
You never know with the Saints. But I'm going to take the Saints.
The defense, surprisingly, the Saints defense hasn't been playing as well as they did last year. They're not playing on anywhere near that level. But it's funny, though, because right now, if you look at the standings, Cameron, if you look at the NFL standings, right now the top NFL teams are all high-scoring teams, but they don't have very good defenses. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
So points are at a premium. You know, points are at a premium, and it's very important that, you know, you score a lot of points right now in the NFL.
And that's true. Let me tell you the other one. The 49ers and the Chargers. I'm going to go to the Chargers because they lost their quarterback, the 49ers. So the Chargers.
Yeah, they lost their corner. Yeah, they're hurting. They're reeling. Yeah.
And then the next game,
yeah, I'm gonna take the Chargers as well.
We got the Ravens and the Steelers. That's a tough game.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to take the Steelers.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick the Ravens just to keep things interesting on that one. But that's
okay.
A tough game.
All right, and the last one.
Either way.
The last game is the Chiefs and the Broncos. You know, even though John Elway went to Granada Hills High School and blah, 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 I'm going to take the Chiefs. I don't care.
Okay.
You know, that's going to be a Monday night game. And then I think the Thursday night game is going to be the Colts and the Patriots. And that's going to be a tough game because we know the Patriots will come back and win that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we followed all the games for next week. Anyway, we're going to be doing our show soon. I'll let people know we're going to do a football fantasy show. And I'll be the host
with the Fantasy Monarchs.
Yes, and we'll be coming up. And I want to... People will be listening on Blog Radio, as well as BBS Radio, and also 365 Live. We're going to be on those three stations. So stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Anyway, nice talking to you on the first day of my new show. And it sounds good to talk football.
Likewise, Cameron. Good luck with the show. Good luck with everything.
Thanks so much. Nice hearing from you.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye. All right. We're almost done with the show, actually. We've got about 3 minutes and counting. And what I was going to mention for the folks out there is a couple of things. You know, they have Oktoberfest, and we're going to maybe give away some tickets next week to the place up in Torrance. We'll have tickets available for the Oktoberfest. So you have to answer a trivia question. For next week, we'll get you one for the tickets. And anyway, I want to thank my engineer, Don, and good old San Francisco. And I want to thank all the people at BBS. And we've got 3 minutes counting. And we want to thank all the people that put this show together tonight. And it's good to be back. And we're going to do much more. And that's all I have to say. And we got 2 more minutes. So anyone wants to call in, please do. And we got to talk about the crazy car deal. I got a good deal today. I got a 2019 Infiniti Sports Utility, good deal. They can do the same thing as they got for me. So the number there is 562-673. Let me see, I'm blind. 6949. And they're called the Crazy Car Deal. And wonderful auto broker. Anyway, I think we're almost done. And Don, are you back there? We got 2 minutes.
Yes, to your audience, I am here, always tuning in. Love the program. Thank you for
good.
Being on BBS Radio, Cameron. It is such a pleasure.
It's nice to be back. And then
great
to
have you with us.
Don, we got 2 more minutes, right?
You actually, you have 6 minutes, to be honest. We give you 55 minutes instead of 50, so you've got 6 minutes.
We'll let people know what's going on out there. Do you know about the State Department, that someone tried to come in through the back door, and they were from Iraq? So it's a whole story there. And Gaza Health Ministry say that 6 Palestinians were killed as they were emerged in fighting with Israel. We'll know more. That's a battle that always goes on. Also, did you hear about Led Zeppelin? Led Zeppelin fans, well, they're going to court because Led Zeppelin's music is not original. Did you know about that?
I didn't.
People
that's
out there?
The first
so
I've
Led
heard.
Led Zeppelin is going to court.
Wow.
And Rose McGowan, the Harvey Weinstein girlfriend.
Right, she's a little beauty, actually.
Yeah, she is. She apologized to Asia Argenta. She was going out with the guy from CNN. You know the guy who did the
Anderson
food
Cooper?
Stuff. Yeah, he had an interesting show, and so she apologizes to Asia Argenta, and the women who got ticketed sit on the airplane. I don't think it's a smart move. I'm a terrorist. That's the quickest way to get off a plane, right?
Right.
Quickest plane. Anyway, what I was going to mention to folks is that we're going to have a lot more people coming on. We're going to get Billy Idol, talk about his new book coming out.
All
we're
right.
going to have various celebrities coming in and, you know, hopefully tell everyone about BBS. And I have my new slogan, BBS, we're the top. You like that one?
Hey, short and succinct. I love it.
There you go, all the BBS people out there. And in our UFO column, they had a UFO occur in Korea, and they almost shot the UFO down. It was a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And lastly, there's going to be a big UFO show coming up in November, and we may be going to it. We don't know yet because, you know, we get invited to a lot of things, so we may be going to it. And
right.
also, it was nice to see Murphy Brown coming back on TV. So we wish her good luck, you know, Candace Bergen.
Right.
And even though she looks 100, you got to give her another shot, right?
Absolutely.
Candace Bergen. That's it. All right, so we out of time now? We out?
Well, you can close anytime you wish.
Okay, but we're going to close right now. I want to wish.
Right.
I want to thank everyone from the Bay Area to Los Angeles to all over the world. We're going to be back next week. I thank you very much for tuning to our first show for BBS. We really enjoy the great people over there, and as we used to say in the old show, good night from Los Angeles. All right, thank you very much, everyone. See you next week. Bye.